difference in time.
Okay, you're up.
Great, okay. Right, booked up everyone. Right, just a few quick questions to on the fast day. So the first one, yeah. So it talks about huivel davar tamei, right? Lefichach naslu chayav davar tamei. So this is talking about the chamor, the bone of the chamor,
right?
That water came out of that, and the question here that I'm just kind of trying to address is why dafka was it a chamor? Yeah, because you know there's a lot. Basically, well, actually, pretty much most animals, yeah, that are dead, yeah, actually tamei, yeah,
right.
That are nevedas, yeah.
Right.
So why dafka the chamor? Yeah. So I saw this. I thought this was quite nice. I saw this in the Iye Hayam. Yeah. So he says, Kaperish Rashi, right? Lisa bas el necha, right? So he was trying to marry a non-Jewish woman, right? That's the kind of thing that he desired, yeah. Vehine Shimshon hayatzame, right? He was kind of thirsty. V'tayev leviach tzimon ta'avase b'isha. So the thirst and his taiva, they're kind of being paralleled, and he wanted to kind of, satisfy his taiva with a woman, Asher basa chamurim basram, yeah, the basa of a chamor is their basa. So this is referring. This is we talk about non-Jews sometimes are referred to as being, basa chamurim, yeah. They're being kind of paralleled, as we know, with Avraham Avinu, the Akedah, yeah. And he said, you know, stay here with imha chamor, right? So so basically, you know, the fact that he was looking to satisfy his desires,
right,
with a woman that was compared to, you know, from nations compared to chamorim, yeah. But nema aleha amda mehel chamor, and that's with Avraham Avinu, right? So his min lo hakadosh baruch hu ra'avon samaso b'mayim shiyatsu b'lechi hachamor, right? And therefore that was kind of a very direct kind of comparison. Okay, next one. So it says Ruach HaKodesh Mekakeshes Lefanav Kezug, yeah? The Ruach HaKodesh was literally kind of ringing in front of him like a zug, like a bell, yeah? So the question here is kind of, you know, well, what does that mean? What does it mean it was ringing in front of him like a bell? Like, what was that really like? What was that doing? What was the purpose of that, yeah? What does it even mean, I suppose, yeah?
I don't know, it was directing it, like, you know, hear the bell.
Ah, oh, directing, okay.
That's what I thought, I don't know.
So I just saw this kind of little bit of an explanation in the Ein Yaakov, yeah? So he says, Chloma, Sha'asa Gvura Gedola, Shinisparsem, Venishma B'chol Ha'olam Kazug, Shinishma Lemarachok. So really, this analogy was the fact that Shimshon was becoming like very famous, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And that his great strength, yeah, was kind of made known and was heard in all the world, yeah? Just like a zug is known, make kind of from people far off, yeah? Kenishma B'chol Ha'olam Kavurasek. So too, in the whole world, they heard about his gevura. Shuruch HaKodesh Shora Alav. And people, I guess, knew that his gevura wasn't just like a natural thing. It was like, you know, some kind of divine...
Suminisa.
Yeah, divine gevura, exactly. All right, Kata'ama, and then he links it very nicely to the next piece of the Gemara that comes straight afterwards. Kata'ama Rav Asi, Sha'aka Shnei Harim Gedolim, Tachtan, right? Tachtan, right? Tachtan, right? Zebezeh, right? V'kal Havin. Yeah, so he's, and this is also kind of explaining this idea that he took mountains. Mountains are obviously something which are kind of very visible, well known. Yeah, so this it sounds like he's linking it, and he's saying the fact that, you know, we say that he took these two mountains and ground them together. This is the idea that, you know, everyone became his kind of great strength become very famous like throughout the world. Okay, next one. So it says Vai Vai Chehu Hashem, and the Gemara immediately asks and says B'ma Baruch Hu Hashem, right? So we know the answer was that...
Rashi says, I was wondering, it's not exactly what I was thinking of, but he says to accompany him with regards to that. You see the last Rashi? Is that right.
To accompany him where he went.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I suppose why kind of a bell? Why is it a bell?
Yeah.
Because the bell, like, obviously makes sound.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
so, we know with the Kohen Gadol, the bell was...
This is not contradicting, like, this is the whole stuff he's saying.
Mm.
Here you go.
So, okay, next part. So again, it says it says Vaivaychei Hashem, and it says B'ma Baruch Hu Hashem, and then it says in his Amah, right? So the question here is, like, kind of, why are we like looking for something special here, I suppose, yeah? If it says Vayichehi Hashem, so we say, okay, Hashem blessed him, like, you know, all different things, like, you know, Hashem blesses someone with, you know, like strength, wealth, whatever it is, yeah? So why here, like, it's like Gemara's like asking a question, oh wow, you know, what could have Hashem blessed him with? And we give obviously a very unusual answer. So the Riaf here, he says the following. He says, Rashi Zal, Perish, Ma Barcha Nimsabo, right? So Rashi says, right, what bracha was found in him, right? Because Lo Matzino Osha B'Shimshon, right? Because we don't find that he was wealthy, i.e., yeah, the reason why the Gemara is asking this question is because we don't find like some of the classic brachas that we associate, you know, wealth and children and things like that, yeah? So, Va'al Pidarko, right, Yesh Lomar, Shlo, right, Matsubo Arichas Yamim, right? And we didn't find in him that he was, you know, kind of very long, you know, long life or anything like that, yeah? The Od F Shalomar, and also one could say, Tehuk Shlo, right? Because of Shema, right, Shenema maybe, Vayigdal Hana Vayichu Hashem, right? So also, so what's coming here is there's kind of this juxtaposition. The pasuk says Vayigdal Hana, right? He, like, you know, the young man grew up, yeah, Vayichu Hashem, and Hashem blessed him. To mashmasha, to habracha zos who midi to shaychi lenar. It's something to do with kind of, you know, a maturing adolescent, yeah, and therefore. That's why, basically, you know, based on this, you know, the Gemara asked, what was it to do with, you know, the Nar? We don't know anything else. And then that links to the answer that it was, you know, in his Zera and his Amma.
Right.
Okay. next question here. So Shimshon asks, and he says, Nakam achas mishte ene, right? Enai, yeah? So he asks Hashem, please give me revenge for one of my two eyes. So the obvious question is, yeah, why is Hashem asking for revenge just in respect to one of his eyes? So Rashi kind of addresses this, yeah, and he kind of says, well, one eye is like for revenge, and one eye I'll save for Olam Haba, for like, you know, so the world to come. So Maharsha kind of has a different approach, yeah. And here, this is kind of interesting thing in the Ein Yaakov. So he says the following. He says, Ayin b'Maharsha, Shapeirush should die lo ba'onesh achas mishte einav, right? So that it would be enough for him to have a punishment, yeah, in one of his two eyes. So what he was kind of saying was that, listen, you know, okay, I did things wrong, yeah, and we know that, you know, he went after his eyes, but in terms of a punishment, it would be enough that, you know, just I had a punishment on one of my two eyes. Why did I have to have both of them out? Right. So rather the second eye I want revenge for. So that's what the Maharsha is saying. So he says, nearly mishum da avad da eved yotzi lecheirus be'enachas. So he says it's a bit of a different touch. He says, well, kind of linked, but why would it be enough to have a punishment with just one eye? Because he says that at the end of the day, and we know the concept, yeah, that if an eved loses his eye, he goes out to freedom. Yeah, if a master strikes the eye of an eved and he loses his eyesight, yeah, he goes out to freedom. So therefore, that's why. Well, this is kind of linked to what Maharsha is saying. Why the fact that had he been struck in one eye, that kind of like that would have been like an Evan, he should have been be able to go out with that. Who are din le'inyan l'chaper avon adam. So therefore, it's an interesting concept, yeah?
Right.
That a person losing one eye, that should be enough to be a kapara for their sins. And therefore, that's why he's saying, you know, one eye is enough, and therefore the other eye, the fact that, you know, I should be able to get revenge for. Okay, and last question, yeah? So it says, Zacholi, right, remember me, right, Velo amarti le'echad mehem haver li makel, yeah? And this is actually a point where you made, yeah? I don't know did you get this from Maharsha? I don't know, but you said this suggestion, and I was, like, very excited to see it's basically brought out by the Maharsha, yeah? So here Shimshon is saying, like, you know, remember the fact that he was a judge and that he judged Israel, and that he didn't even ask one person to go and to take his staff. Right, so kind of why is he bringing this particular thing specifically in relation to the loss of his eyes? Yeah, so the Maharsha says the following. He says, yeah, Amagan kein sha'afilu shachad kal kazeh lo kibalti. So he's also adding even kind of like a shochet, like a very light kind of bribe, just saying, you know, oh, can you bring me? He's not like accepting, like, it's not like, you know, kind of huge, you know, wads of cash or whatever. It's just saying, oh, you know, when, by the way, I should mention, I saw someone say, yeah, this is very nice that he's asked, that he's talking about the staffs because he was lame. Right, he needed the staff to help him walk. Right. So he didn't even say, like, you know, can you imagine, like, he's gone and schlepped across the, you know, place to judge people. He doesn't say, oh, you know, I'm hard of walking. Please, could just someone, you know, just, like, bring me my staff, yeah? Right. He didn't even accept that, right? For Ein Onesh, right, Ivaron, right, Eini, right, Einai, right, Bavur Hashochas, yeah? And therefore, he shouldn't get a punishment, yeah, of being blind because of Shochad. Kiyave, right? As we say, you know, Shochad is, it blinds, yeah? But Kochach, and therefore the fact that he's lost his eyes, yeah? Al Kochach Knas Achad Mibes Eine, yeah? Sorry, Nakam, it should say. Sorry, Al Kochach Nakam Achas Mibes Eine, right? So therefore he's saying, one of my two eyes for sure is completely innocent, yeah? I didn't take any Shochad, and therefore I should be able to get proper revenge for that, the Karl Haven.
Right. Very good.